KAYT, 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Restoring Faith broadcast, and I am Dr. Christopher Manuel, pastor of the Smyrna and Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Churches in Alexandria. We desire to present the gospel message of Jesus Christ to a dying world in these final moments of Earth's history. And now, today's broadcast.
Word pictures help break all this down because he personifies this whole text as a runner in a race. Right. Are we clear now?
Amen.
I just wanted to make sure it was clear to you. But however, brothers and sisters, we just getting started.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We just getting started. Paul shares some tension in the text relating to the I will refer to, but I ain't going to look back. The tension is in this life, listen, in this life where you and I are right now, the Lord has brought you to a place you can refer back to some things that happened in your past.
Yeah.
However, you ain't going to look back to those things that happened in your past.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we together, everybody?
Yeah.
So let me put a little commercial right here, because there are some things that has happened in your past that cannot walk with you in your current situation. Are we together?
Yeah.
See, there are some people you probably have to leave.
Yeah.
They got to stay back there.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, what's happening in the spirit, they're clinging on to you when they call you, when they text you, when they come by unexpected, or when they've been invited by somebody else. And you think that the culprit is the person who brought them. The enemy is trying to keep you back from where God wants you to go. Do we understand, everybody? Go with me to verse 13 and 14. It shares a contrasting perspective of two different views that we have built on thus far. Now, see, we need some scriptural runway. That's, you know what runway is, right? We need some scriptural runway to help us by utilizing the previous text, which we just did, as we dive into these theological waters. Now, the first view in this contrasting perspective of our topic deals with, I ain't gonna look back.
Okay. All right.
That's the first view. If we were in a preaching class, you will discover in preaching a contrasting sermon that this is what this one is.
Yes.
We start off with the verse-by-verse commentary. We went to verse 5, yes. We went to verse 5, 6, we went to verse 7 through 9. That's verse-by-verse commentary. This is so we can find out what's the purpose of Paul's resume.
Yeah, yeah.
We also define the shift in the paradigm of him not operating in the flesh, because remember, that's what the people said, that's what he was doing.
Uh-huh.
Are we together?
Amen.
We also would journey on how we are to relate to what Paul mentioned about worshiping God in the spirit and rejoicing in Christ.
Yeah.
Because you have some people that rejoice differently than you do in church if you were in another setting of another culture, of another people, that shades of brown or another color don't look like you.
Uh-huh.
You got quiet on me.
All right.
Yes. Do I need to break that down?
No, you got it.
Okay, yeah, because if you're in another culture, probably around the corner, down the street, round the way, up the highway, you would probably worship different.
Right.
Sometimes the clapping of our hands might be a little bit too loud.
Yeah.
Sometimes, Alfred, how you rave on the organ, they may not be agreeable, but it's still worship.
That's right.
Amen. Right. You can't shut me up because, watch this, Maranatha. There are no sides of heaven where people reside
that's
going to be of a different color.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Red, brown, yellow, black, and white.
Yes.
They are all precious
right.
in God's sight.
Amen.
Also in this text, we glean the meaning of his comparison of the selflessness compared to our selfishness and some viewpoints to follow of what it means for us to have Christ and Christ to have us.
Amen.
So here it is as we turn the jewel here in verse 13. Listen to what he says. Look there. Verse 13 of our text. Philippians 3. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. In other words, Paul is saying, I'm not saying that I have gotten hold of eternal life, that I'm perfect.
Yeah, amen.
He's saying, I ain't got there.
Yeah.
There are a lot of I ain't got theres that I'm looking at today.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We ain't got there. Yeah. God's still working on me.
Yeah.
Amen. If the truth be really told, God's still working on some of y'all in the pew.
Amen.
Amen. How many believers do I have in the house? God's still working on. Some days you may cross me or step on my foot. I'm not just talking about myself. I'm talking about you. You may look at me funny and have some words that cross your mind that you won't say because God is still working on you. All right. You got to make this has to be personal, you know, with you. Because when you allow Jesus to become personal with you, he will walk right beside you. He'll walk right in front of you. Goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. He said you're going to dwell in the house of the Lord for a short time. Forever. See, as long as you let him walk with you, just don't run ahead of him. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do. Here we go. Forgetting those things which are behind. Stop right there.
Yeah.
This declaration is about the changed life of the believer. Mm-hmm. And once you have allowed Christ access and total control, this can really happen. And that validation of faith sounds like, I ain't gonna look back. Well, let me define what I ain't gonna look back really means. It means this: you gonna turn all the way back around from the direction in which the Lord has you going in and deviate from your forward progression. You ain't gonna do that. Because when God has got you on a particular path, when he's brought you through something, and now you are on the road, you ain't gonna look back. Because if you look back, Jesus said, he says, any man put his hand to the plow and look back is not what everybody fit for the kingdom. So God is not talking about your physical fitness. He's talking about your spiritual fitness. When you say, God, I'm committing and I'm going to do this for you, it shouldn't be any empty pews on Tuesday night. Shouldn't be any empty space beside you on Sabbath morning. And if it is, you should have already called some folk asking them where they are. And if they don't have a way, you should get up off your hips and go get them. I see my exit right here. Yes, indeed. You decided a long time ago that you've come too far to turn back now. If we needed a real example, we have to look at Lot's wife.
Amen.
She was a prime example, watch this, of someone who held godly inclination, but chose to live her life looking backwards. Can I unpack that for you a little bit? She lived the life, they told Lot and his wife to get out of where? Sodom and Gomorrah, because it's going to rain down fire and brimstone. Am I right about it? They got to the edge of the city. Keep this in mind, beloved. They got to the edge of the city. And what was God's command? Don't look back. Lot was fiddling around for her. And then the next thing you know, she got real stiff. I'm trying to be funny with y'all. She got real stiff, Terry. He probably put his finger on her. Oh, ooh, did you? You're a little salty today. Girl, did you? You done look. Come on, girls. Took his daughters and going. Because he could not look back. Can I speed up to 2019? God said, you can't operate in 19 whatever. We need to stop. Well, let me go back because I know I don't went too far because I'm telling an age on myself. Some of us, we need to not operate in 2015. This is 2019. Let me meddle with some of y'all right now. You need to stop operating like you used to operate just a week ago. You need to stop. Yeah. Well, we're in a totally new day here.
Amen.
This is what? October the 26th, 2019.
Yeah.
It's not a week ago. It's not 3 weeks ago. Well, Pastor, I just need a little bit more help. Oh, let me help you then. Let me tell you what somebody said. Can I help you? Can I tell you what somebody said? This is what they said. There is no such thing as a genuine believer sitting still after they've been saved.
Yes, amen. Yes, sir. Yes,
sanctified.
Yes, sir. Yes,
filled
yes,
with the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Running in their feet. Shouting in their throat.
Yes,
but
yes.
You sitting on the pew.
Yes,
I ain't never
yes,
seen somebody who's been sanctified, yes, saved from the clutches of the enemy, yes, just sit there like a bump on
yes,
the law.
Yes,
the believer must not become comfortable.
Uh-huh.
Must not become complacent.
Yes.
Lethargic. Or lazy.
Amen.
The believer must not waste time,
yes,
or lose opportunities.
Amen.
What you waiting on? The moving of the water? For real. The last time that you waited, somebody came along and got your blessing.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. The believer must not begin to think that they are safe and secure forever. Therefore, he or she can sometimes do what he likes and give in to his own desires.
Yeah, yeah.
You start hiding behind church doing bad stuff. But I'm doing it for the Lord.
Yeah.
Isn't that what King Saul said?
Yeah, yeah.
When he supposed to have killed everything,
yeah,
over to the Amalekites.
Right.
And then Samuel asked him, what is this I hear? Yeah. The bleating of sheep? He's supposed to have killed everything. Everything and everybody.
Amen.
When God gives you a mandate, honey, he expects you to fulfill it.
Amen.
Watch this. Don't you ask God for stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you expect God to come through,
yeah, yeah,
as you have requested of him?
Yes, sir.
So when he asks you to do something light, because he's never going to ask you to do something past the capacity of your request.
Amen. Come on now.
You're asking God to do something, but God, I want a new job.
Yes.
God, I want a bigger house. Well, first of all, you can do that for yourself.
Yes,
when all God had to do it, Pastor, you just don't understand. No, you can do that for yourself.
Mm.
Pastor, that's you speaking crazy right now. No. Watch this. Do you have good credit?
Yes.
How long have you been on your job?
Yes.
Okay. Do you save your money?
No.
Have you invested? Guess what? You can do that yourself. Now, if you don't have those things, now you're going to need some help from Jehovah.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you don't, because when it's time to do the appraisal,
yeah,
I'm talking about buying a house,
yeah,
your new house,
yeah,
your new house,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
your new place to stay, your new vehicle. When it's time to buy a new house, you need to know what to do,
yeah,
before you purchase.
Right.
Before you stand your head, your foundation is light.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to go nowhere and hear your floor cracking.
Yeah. All right.
You need to know, you need to take the water hose. This is what they told me when I was in West Memphis. Pastor, you need to take the water hose, turn the water on, and spray the top of the roof.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? To make sure there are no what?
Leaks.
No leaks.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you, I don't even care if it's a brand new house.
Right.
You need to make sure of what you get. Make sure you go in there and get... As you open the door and close each and every door, that is not getting what? Stuck.
Yeah.
Because if it's a brand new house, it's going to be fine. But if it's an aged house, that's okay. But you don't want your doors to get stuck or they're hard to open or hard to close. Why? Because you're going to deal with drafts.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you more. I'm just talking sense,
yeah,
to us. Did you need this today?
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's a lot of places you shouldn't be opening and closing no way.
Right.
Because that's not the house God wants you in.
That's right.
But if you're forcing yourself, I got good credit. I got a good job.
Yeah, yeah.
I got an excellent vehicle. This is a beautiful gated community. Why not can I have this house? Isn't this Babylon that I have built? Sound like Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and buy this. God said, no. Because he's not going to shout at you. He's going to talk to you in a...
Yeah.
Don't buy that house. You won't be in it long.
All right.
I have somewhere else for you to live.
Yes.
I'm going to buy it anyway. Don't do,
yeah,
that. Then he has to send somebody.
Yes.
He starts sending reinforcement.
Yeah.
He'll send Pookie riding down the street on his bike with his pants hanging down.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, girl? that's the first warning. Yeah, no, this is not a good neighborhood. All right. Hey, what's up? Oh, you calling me? No, I'm just waving at you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The next thing you hear, woo, 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 and it drive right by your house.
You've been listening to the Restoring Faith broadcast with Dr. Christopher Manuel. I pray that today's message made your trouble smaller, your hope greater, and your faith restored. You're invited to join me every first and third Saturday for divine worship service at 10 a.m. and on Tuesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. at the Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church, located on 4517 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, and at the Smyrna Seventh-day Adventist Church on every second and fourth Saturday for divine worship service at 11 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m., located on 916 Richmond Drive in Alexandria. Beloved, your gifts and love offerings can help keep this ministry on air. Send your correspondence to P.O. Box 3131, Pineville, Louisiana 71361. And join us on every Tuesday and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10:15 a.m. on KAYT for the Restoring Faith broadcast. Be blessed.
The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
Teddy Boss and the Anointed New Inspirationals, celebrating 31 years of singing the Lord.
Too much stuff and not enough space. Minimax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control. Whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's Minimax Self-Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of Minimax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C and D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507.
Anointed King Cut.
Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way.
Anointed King Cut.
You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cut is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO FM.
KAYT FM. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
In this life, everybody shall have a valley experience. But those that hold on to God know while they're going through, Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. While you're giving God some praise, I want to say this song. There's a lily down it's in the valley, found it to be bright as the morning star. There's a lily, love me in the valley. Joy,
don't you know it's in the valley,
found it to be bright as the morning star. Somebody found it, joy in the valley, it's bright. Grandpa, come say your piece. Come on, say it.
Somebody found love in the valley. Found it to be bright as the morning star. Somebody found love in the valley. Found it to be
love in the valley.
Come on, Grandpa.
Come on, Grandpa.
be. Hallelujah. Somebody found peace.
I found it
in the valley.
Found it to be bright.
Morning
star. Somebody found peace. Found God.
I found him
in the valley.
Somebody found deliverance.
Way down
in the valley.
Somebody found peace.
Somebody. Oh, Lord, it's in the valley.
Somebody found joy.
Know it's
in the valley.
Somebody found love.
Yeah.
This evening.
In the valley.
Somebody found hope. This evening.
In the valley.
In the valley.
In the valley.
Valley,
in the valley,
in the valley, whatever you need, God, whatever you need, for you desire,
in the valley,
get happy
in the valley,
he'll give it to you,
in the valley,
he'll give it to you,
in the valley,
if Jesus said,
in the valley,
Jesus said,
in the valley,
Lord, I'll be with you,
in the valley,
always,
always,
whatever you need,
whatever you need.
Said, you know I walk
coming through
through the valley.
I tell you tonight,
we that are saints of God, coming out,
coming out,
coming out,
coming out.
John P. Key in the Music and Arts Seminar Mass Choir and Lily in the Valley. Good morning. You're listening to KAYT KQJO-FM. We're the station for every generation. And in the word game, which we're still playing, we're looking for a word or words that contain a double E anywhere in the word. At the beginning, like the word eerie. In the middle, like the word meat. Or at the end, like the word bee. You know, like the bumblebee, bee. Yeah, that one. 318-484-2500 or toll free. 1-877-464-2500. Any word that contains a double E, that's all good. Let us hear from you. We're taking birthdays and anniversaries as well. 43 degrees and cloudy right now in the central city. We'll have a complete weather forecast coming up for you in just one moment. Kiara Sheard right now with Missy Elliott. This is called Don't Judge Me.
The Wade Hampton Show.
New music now.
This that new Kiki exclusive, y'all. Hot. Fire.
H-Money.
Let's go.
I did it all for the first time.
Ooh.
Made a mistake, but I remind.
Yeah.
I broke it on the one time. Well, I did it on my way. Fixed it on the front line. The pain. If I'm dancing when I wanna,
please don't judge me.
If I'm smiling when I'm under,
please don't judge me.
I just ran through the fire, please don't judge me.
Please don't judge me.
me by the clothes I wear. Please don't judge me by the songs I sing. Please don't judge me by the way that I'm dancing. You know God the only one can judge me. You know that I'm feeling so free. I be chilling, I just do with me. We turned up and we killing this beat. Go ahead and get on your feet.
If I'm dancing with
story with you. All the things that he brought me through. The stormy days and my rainy days. You don't know all the tears I've cried. The things I've kept bottled up inside. Trying my best to be strong. Waiting on God and holding on. You don't know what I had to endure. And you wonder why I'm so sure. Situation didn't change.